2NURFM 103.7, good times, great music. Amanda McCreed with you. And if you're someone who loves to garden, this next event could be right up your alley. We've got Michelle Higgins from Slow Food Singleton to talk about the upcoming Singleton Edible Garden Trail. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Amanda. How are you?
Great, thank you. Can you tell us what the Edible Garden Trail is?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is our third Edible Garden Trail. And in its simplistic form, it's about encouraging people to grow edibles in their backyard. To puff that out a little bit more, what we have on display on Sunday, the 30th, is we have 10 gardens showing a whole range of different ways in which people grow edibles in their garden. And that goes from the Bush Tucker Garden, which is a land care project, and the community garden, through to some social and community groups like the Neighbourhood Centre and the Men's Shed, out to the other extreme where we've got things like permaculture gardens and even like landscape horticulturalists' gardens, which all in the mix and array, we've just got this magical mix of edibles which people are experimenting with, and some of the things that are tried and true. We've got rural properties with like 150-year-old quince trees on site, and then we've got the 2-year-old garden as well where people are just starting out. So it's this really lovely, if I can call it a mosh pit, of gardening experiences, whether in town or out of town, rural residential, and it's just, and community groups in there, and it's just, oh, we had this pre-garden trail yesterday with the committee, and oh my gosh, I was absolutely blown away at the variety and just the talent and knowledge of some of our local slow fooders. It was just amazing.
It sounds amazing. So not everything's edible in every garden, or?
Oh no, that's true. That's very true. So perhaps not walk through any of the gardens and take a pick because it might not be edible, but I guess the idea is showing how people can, sometimes it could be like a garden that is just the vegetable garden that you'll be seeing. It might be, so we've got one garden that's been made on a half tennis court and another one that's very similar, and they both do wicking beds and raised garden beds within a confined space. In most of those cases, yes, everything in there is edible. But then you might have, like, if you go to the garden at Jerry's Plains, it's this amazing mix of edibles, native edibles, and ones from all over the world. Cactus, there's prickly pear in there. There's, you know, it's just mind-blowing. But, yeah, certainly good to keep your fingers to yourself unless you're speaking to the gardener and they can say, yeah, have a taste of this.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. Don't want people picking stuff willy-nilly.
No. And look, it's really even just things like if you're speaking to one of the gardeners, and each gardener will be on site to have a chat with you, you know, even just rubbing your fingers across some of the herbs. And one of the gardeners has got this beautiful herb called Perella, and it's just, oh, it's just magic. But just soaking in the smells of what creation offers us, it's just, you know, it really is just amazing. So, yeah, so keep your fingers to yourself, but certainly have conversation. And, you know, some of our gardens actually have things for sale as well, some of the plants for sale. So like the Men's Shed, for example, they're using this as a fundraiser as well.
Oh, so wonderful. So can people learn, you know, different skills like composting or growing fresh produce, that kind of thing?
Well, in a nutshell, very, very minutely, insofar as we're not running workshops per se, but what we are running, so down at the community garden and at the Bush Tucker Garden, there will be tours, if you want to call them tours, or talks about what's actually growing and how things are done there. So like the community garden, for example, they've got a range of different composting options, including dog poo composting, right, which just as a caveat, we don't grow our food in those. But then they've got other options as well. They've got the tumbler options, and they've also got this really interesting garden option or composting option. And if I get the name right, it will be a miracle. I'm trying to find it. It's called the Johnson Sue Bioreactive Compost. system. So, you know, there's a range of different things that will be on offer for conversation. And of course, each landowner or each gardener actually has their own way of doing things as well. So there's plenty of opportunity to ask those questions, and you certainly won't go away without taking some knowledge with you. So, and even if that's the beginning of just a stirring in your heart to actually say, you know what, I can give, and as my common saying is, I can have a crack at that, yeah. You know, and it doesn't matter if it doesn't work the first time, because that's, you know, that unfortunately is the experiment that we call gardening. But to have a crack and then understand, well, why didn't that work? Oh, maybe that plant didn't like that soil type, or maybe that plant didn't like so much water. Or so you start understanding that, you know, a plant, like a human, has different needs. And when you start filling those needs, and if you give them too much lime and they don't like it, well, they might kick up their heels and run away. You know, so it's about looking at their needs and learning through that experience, and look, talking to people. Just the beautiful thing about these edible garden trails is that there's lots of people with lots of knowledge coming through the gardens and just having a conversation about how wonderful it is to have your fingers in the dirt and producing something that's weird, different, or, you know, sometimes what you might say a little bit, you know, day to day, like your cucumbers or your beans, but there's still experience in that, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Now, just quickly, because we've got to go, what else do people need to know as far as, you know, it's wheelchair-friendly toilets, that kind of thing?
Yes, okay. So one thing, most gardens are not wheelchair-friendly because they are in people's backyards. However, you can come down to the community garden. It doesn't have designated paths for wheelchairs, but it's mown grass. So that is probably the best one. And that, of course, that's the free garden that you can come and visit without having to buy a ticket. And you get to see that and the Bush Tucker garden together. That's where the toilets are. That's where the Red Cross food stall is. There's plant stores down there. We've also got the seed library, showing people how to collect, like save seeds and sort seeds and pack seeds. So that's a huge thing that Slow Food Singleton does. And of course, when you get your ticket, you'll get all the information that tells you where the gardens are, and there's a link there to a map as well. So, but definitely in terms of toileting, the community garden is a great spot. And look, we encourage you to come along and support our Red Cross as well. They are doing their annual event calling. I think they call it Red Cross Calling annual event as a fundraiser for Cyclone Alfred as well. So, lots of stuff on offer.
Great. Sounds great. So most of the gardens are open from around 10 till 4. And if anyone would like tickets to the Singleton Edible Garden Trail on this Sunday, head to our community events calendar at 2nurfm.com.au for all the details. Michelle, thank you very much, and all the best with it.
Pleasure. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank
Have a
you.
Great day.
You too. Bye-bye.